Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing 4K Kicks Off, one of this year's media predictions. Let's begin with an introduction from Paul.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, the TV industry will see the first major steps towards the rollout of the next version of HD called 4K. This has four times the resolution of standard high definition. So what will we see in 2013? Some small steps. We'll see the rollout of the first consumer-oriented 4K TV sets. We'll see some test broadcasts in 4K. And also we'll see some of the infrastructure, including things like having cables for the home, which are big enough to cope with 4K transmissions.
You haven't mentioned money. I remember the early days of HD, and some of those sets were pretty expensive. What are we looking at for a 4K TV set to the average consumer?
Well, at the end of 2012, the prices for 4K TV sets, and this is for an 86-inch set, so a pretty large set, were up to $28,000. So that's a lot of money for a TV set, but this is early days. So we'd expect the price of TV sets in 4K to reduce significantly over 2013, about 40% or so, and in the years to come after that.
Now, I know from my own HD screen at home, I already thought that was pretty good. I understand 4K is better, but I guess it's one of those things that as my TV set gets bigger, I might need it, or as I sat closer to the TV set, I might need it in order to see the difference between 4K and HD. How big a set? How close do you have to be?
Well, we're looking at about, say, for an 80-inch to 100-inch TV set, being about 6 foot away, where you can start seeing the difference from 4K. But it goes beyond actually perceiving the difference. What actually matters is what people really enjoy is having the highest resolution possible in all their devices. So we have screens in which you cannot see individual pixels for smartphones, for tablets, and for some high-end computers. And where do we want them next? In our television sets. And so what we expect is people will show their friends close up just how good their TV set is. And that for them will often be enough to justify having this high resolution TV set.
Bragging rights, as you would. Now, those bragging rights, I mean, they don't come cheap for the TV sets. They're still pretty expensive. What about the broadcasters? For them to shoot in 4K and send it down the entire broadcast path, what would that cost, like for an average channel?
Well, for an average channel, initially, and I stress initially, we're looking at, say, $10 to $15 million. So it's a lot of money. It's not for every broadcaster. But it's worth remembering that HD, when it started, would be about $10 million, and now it's about $2 million.
Probably starting with sports, if I had to guess, just like HD.
Yeah, there are certain genres for which there is a lot of money paid to watch the content, and again, bragging rights comes into it, where you would first start doing 4K. And already there are tests of doing sports in 4K.
So I've got this brand new 4K set, but as you say, the broadcasters are only really doing tests. Where do I get 4K pictures to show on my new 4K TV set?
The broadcasters are doing tests, but already there's a lot of content which the movie studios have already created and projected in 4K. So for the last couple of years, the leading cinemas have been projecting in 4K. And then there's a massive archive of films shot in 35mm, which can then be transferred to 4K.
And what about, I've heard this thing called upconverting or upscaling?
Yeah, so a lot of content which is shot in HD at present, which is actually shot slightly higher than HD, can then be automatically upscaled to 4K. So there is a growing body of TV-ready content which is becoming available.
Thank you, Paul. I look forward to watching from under 6 feet away with my nose pressed against the glass as much 4K content as I can in 2013.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.